You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, my man Alfonso Rivero. How are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
I was trying to figure out when we first met and how long I've known you, but it's got to be at least 25 years?
Oh, definitely.
Right?
When did you...
Because I remember we hung...
You did Kids Incorporated.
Yes, but wait, we didn't know each other back in Kids Incorporated.
I think so, because I was friends with Stacy and Martika back then. Yeah,
yeah. Did you swing by the set?
I would come by the set every once in a while.
Well, I was like 10.
Right.
So that's wow.
So we're not going to do age. But
yeah, let's not do age. But I remember, you know, the memories I have is back in the day, we were both on NBC shows at the time.
Right.
And we'd kick it at the NBA All-Star Games.
Right. Yes.
Those were fun times.
Those were like 90, 91, 92,
yes.
Right in
because like Jordan was playing, Barkley was playing.
Yep.
So yeah, that was
All-Star
cool.
Weekends used to be, that. Remember the, it was the Summer Jams, right?
Yes.
Not Summer, but the NBA... NBA summer something or Saturday night or
they had some sort of like but it was a big party essentially,
yes, essentially.
For the whole weekend right there, so
yeah.
It's cool, man. I'm so glad you've been busy and everything going well now with
families.
Same here.
Let's
fast forward working on AFV and AFV, I couldn't believe this, been on for almost 30 years, talking about time.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it was homeboy from Full House. What's his name?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Thank you.
Bob Saget,
who was here actually not that long ago. Bob Saget. And then for a hot second, it was like Daisy Fuentes.
Right, right. And Dan Fogelson.
Yes, Fogelson.
And then Tom Bergeron.
And you know, you would think because of the evolution of the iPhone and what happened, that it might take it away, but it's done nothing but contribute to it.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, like, everybody has their phone. Like, my phone's sitting right here on the table, right? Like, everybody has their phone readily available, and so people are constantly shooting videos.
Right.
And so we actually now get more submissions than Bob ever got. Right, like everybody has it available. Back then, you had to have, you know, on your shoulder taking video, right?
The old school
big VCR, they would send in the VCR tape.
Yes.
Now they have an app, the AFV app, where you can download straight from your phone right to the computer, right to the producers.
Right.
So it's become so easy. And like the other thing that I find very interesting is because that was really the question when I came onto the show was, okay, the internet, like, you want to see stupid videos, you go on the internet, right? But if you have kids, you don't want them going on the internet.
Right.
Because eventually you're going to end up watching a video or your kids watching a video that you don't want them to watch.
Right.
Whereas AFV every Sunday night is a safe haven for stupid, funny videos that you couldn't see, that you don't want your kids seeing on the internet.
Absolute fun family programming.
Right.
We love to watch it with the kids. And I got to admit, maybe I'm a little guilty for saying it, but nothing makes me laugh more than somebody wiping out.
Right.
Somebody getting hurt and wipe it out, and they put the little cute music, a little laugh track, all of a sudden it's cool. But then you're like, whoa, if you really stop and think
about
some of
these. About some of them?
Yeah.
Yo, that dude had to really hurt himself.
Yes, he had to break something.
We're the same, because we call them epic fails.
Right,
and that's basically my favorite videos, because I love watching people do stuff. And you're like, okay, why would you do that?
Right.
Like, I'm always asking on stage, I'm like, why would that person decide to do this? But I'm certainly happy they did.
Yeah, no, it never gets old.
Yeah, well, it never gets old.
Do you have a favorite so far?
I don't have there's one that I think is always, like, for the last year and a half, been my favorite. We had a finalist last season, and it was these two kids going on a slingshot ride. And the little brother asks his older brother to go on the ride with him, right? So he's like, you know, come on, come on, come on. And the older brother's like, okay, cool, fine, I'll go on. They get strapped in, and the older brother starts losing his mind. Because he's totally scared, and the little brother's like all in.
Yeah.
So the ride starts off, and the older brother's, ah! And he passes out.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then he comes to and starts, and passes out again. And the little brother's like, I'm so sorry. Thank you for coming on the ride, but I'm so sorry. And then the guy wakes up again. I'm still on it. And he's screaming the whole ride. It's just, to me, like, the stupidity of the older brother to go on that ride, to me, was like, you're out of your mind.
Was that
like,
just footage from the ride itself?
The ride itself.
Yeah,
so, like, the slingshot
cameras,
ride has a GoPro or whatever it is shooting.
Yeah.
So you can get a video of yourself on the ride, because that's what people want to do.
Yeah,
you want a video of yourself scared out of your mind that you can take home and show your friends.
People love that on all the rides. Yeah, sometimes cameras just capture things too, just by accident, which is a lot of fun.
And I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We've talked about this before, man, but you love golf. You've been golfing for a while.
Yep, yep.
And you're good. You're like legit good golfer. And like random things too. Golf, race car driving at one point. I remember another memory I remember back in
Mark
the day.
Paul and I did used to race professionally for a while.
Yeah. Could race?
No, he could race.
He was good.
He was almost as fast.
Because people be telling you they're good. He said that was almost as fast as me.
He was fast. He wasn't as fast as me. I was one, but he was fast. MP was my man, but I'll show you how to do this.
That's funny. Did you get older and want to just, no pun intended, pump the brakes on that?
Absolutely. Really, when I had my first kid was when I realized, so I kind of really do want to be around for her.
Yeah.
And you just have that parent moment where you actually see danger. Before that, like, I never saw danger. Like, it just didn't occur. Like, okay, and we were talking about this actually earlier today, like, you had to put your blood type on your helmet in case you got into an accident and needed like a blood transfusion. They needed to know
that's a flag
your blood
right there,
type,
like,
right? But like your brain would like, I'm not even looking, like you wouldn't see it. But the moment I had my kid, like my brain went, so you could really hurt yourself. Like for real.
Yeah.
And so then it kind of went away. So I pumped the brakes. I did it. I got to do it. I loved it. I have a blast.
You're in golf?
But golf, you know, as long as you don't stand in front of somebody, you shouldn't die.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? That's my point.
You play with somebody who don't know how to play, a shank could kill you.
That's funny, man.
And then I had like a great weekend. This last weekend, I was up at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and me and my partner, we finished fifth out of 156 teams, which was pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, but the game of golf, like that's got me fully, like,
and
100%.
And who are some of the other good celebrity golfers that you played
well,
with?
I would say like the best actor golfer is Jack Wagner.
Yeah.
Jack Wagner's great.
He got
Oliver
like a urban legend around him.
Yeah, no. Jack,
from like
Jack
back in the
could
day.
Play. Jack
yeah,
could
yeah,
play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm closer to Jack today than maybe, you know, let's say 10 years ago. Another Oliver Hudson is really good. Chris O'Donnell is normally pretty good.
Okay.
I think lately he's been, the way my wife always says it, Angela will always say, when you're a scratch, you're not working enough.
Oh.
So I'm a four right now.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
not working, and I'm working definitely enough.
Yeah.
And not enough on my golf game.
You you like to wager?
We have our games.
Because that's, you know, who the real ballers are.
Yeah, well, we will gamble on our home course. We do a thing called a $5 or a $10 Nassau, which is basically you got four or five bets going, you know, some people do skins and those kinds of things. But, you know, it can add up. You know, the other day we played this game called the Dot Game, and I won $490.
There you go.
You know, sometimes it was the most ever. No one's ever won that much in the Dot Game my group.
When you put a wager on anything, it just goes next. I remember playing racquetball or stupid stuff. You put like, a Gatorade. Whoever wins, and I'm like,
you know,
diving in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's Gatorade or 10 grand, because we are in it
No question. When you bet, it adds, it's like the person who has to hand the other person the money actually, like, there's a feeling of like, no, I don't ever want to reach into my pocket and hand you a $5 bill.
Right.
Like, I'm
right.
Nah.
But if I do lose, I'm going to do it right away, because I don't want to owe anybody.
No, no. We don't get past the starter stand.
Right.
And like, you know, we literally, okay, you won. Here's your money. Bang. We're done. Good.
Good. Exactly.
You
That's
know?
Where you should
but,
leave it.
You know, because I know some big names that have a hard time paying their bets.
Oh, that's not an MO you want.
No. One of the dudes is on your wall back here.
Oh.
One of the dudes on your
really?
Wall back there.
Okay.
Is that why he's crying?
Yeah, he cried because he lost the golf bet.
Wait, how is he? All right, he'll remain nameless.
Yeah, he'll remain nameless.
You know, right there.
I do sometimes want to get invited to his tournaments.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You can see who that is on the video if you watch it online.
Fair enough.
We'll leave that one be. I've heard stories.
So reboots seem to be doing really well right now, from
Will
and Grace and Full House, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It came out about the same time,
right
around that Saved by the Bell. So if approached and they had a new spin on the idea, would you entertain it, or what are your thoughts on like revisiting?
Never going to happen. And I always reserve the right that there's always a number. You know, there's always a number to make somebody do something they don't want to do.
Right.
But that number would have to be more than I think the show would ever or could ever pay me to make me do it. And the reason, mostly the reason is I spent most of my career trying to stop being that person to the world. So to go back to it would ultimately mean, in my mind, that basically the rest of my career, I get to no longer work, right? So the way I've always explained it is, imagine for a second you create a character that you do so well that people will never let you act again. That's what Carlton did for me, right? So I was never really able to dive into doing what I love to do because I did that role so well that they basically, the business shut me down in that realm. And so to go back to it is like, what would be the reason? I spent 20 some odd years trying to get away from that character and be able to reinvent myself and create something that I enjoy doing and I'm enjoying hosting. So why go back to acting to do something that I did in the past? If I'm going to go back to acting, I want to go back to do something that's new and inspiring and something like that. And I get how people love the idea of the past.
That's flattering.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, sure. I appreciate that love,
right?
But I can't, in my mind, see where the positive in it for me would be.
Got it.
Right. So they would have to figure out a way to make it positive for me. And I think the only, it wouldn't be creative, right? Like, what's creative about doing something you already did? There's nothing creative about that. So it would have to be simply money.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
And I mean, yeah. I mean, I really say they don't have enough money to produce the show and make me do it. Right.
Yeah.
So I really do believe like the past is the past. There's a reason why it was special. And I've even heard Will say this, and I find it interesting because it's like magic isn't something you can just create or just call upon when you want to, right? The show had magic in its day, and there was a reason why it was great. The times have changed. TV has changed.
Right.
One, even if we recreated the magic we created then, it wouldn't be magic today. So you'd have to create all new magic with something from the past, and I don't think you can do that.
Well, the irony is that the shows they have done it with, it's working.
Well,
Will and Grace is working critically. It's working ratings wise. Full House, number one show on Netflix, believe it or not.
Right.
Roseanne's coming back. There's a lot of buzz that it might do well. I'm just saying, they have been able to do it. And at the end of the day, it is nice, flattering that
Absolutely.
People still long for it.
Absolutely.
People still long for it. But you don't want to do the Carlton dance anymore.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good. When I was playing golf this last weekend, my pro said, if you got $5 for every time someone asked you to do the Carlton dance in 4 days, you would have made more money than the dude who won a tournament. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
So that's a little perspective, right?
And
I always find it funny because it's like, dude, you ain't the first person to ask all day.
Right, no, exactly.
Like, you really think
that
you the first, the dude next to you asked you, and now you act like you said something different.
But they think they're original as hell. Huh?
Every time.
Everybody think they're original.
Dude, come on, man. You know you got to dance. When I'm really in a bad mood, I will admit.
Try to be cool.
I don't hear the ones who piss me off. But like, I always say, you know, so let me get this straight. You're asking a black man to dance for you. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
really
not cool.
No. I get you.
But like you just said, like I've said many times, it is flattering. I do get it. The idea that I was able to create something that even today, 20 some odd years later, people still find enjoyable. And it really is, at the end of the day, an honor that they want that and that they're asking that. And I get to feel the love from them for something that I created, you know, many, many moons ago that they still love. It's definitely a flattering situation. But I ain't dancing for you.
Yeah. Three kids.
I've got, my 15-year-old daughter, Sienna, Alfonso Jr., and Anders.
And how old are the boys?
4 and 2.
4 and 2. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A bit of a gap. And is your...
Well, not much of a gap. They're 18 months apart, technically.
No, I meant
between
the daughter.
15, yeah.
So she's, she's at the age where she might be driving.
It's very soon. I'm about to start teaching her how to drive.
Isn't that too young?
No, listen. I'm having a really tough time.
He's a race car driver. It's fine.
But as a race car driver, you know what could happen.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah,
like, exactly. You know what can happen
and
in a car.
And especially in this town where there's a million cars. If we're like in Yuma, Arizona, and there's a car, then it's different.
I'm actually trying to figure out where I'm a teacher. I mean, I'm not doing it on LA streets. Like, that's a little too much to start. Like, it's just
scary.
A lot going on. It's definitely scary to think about it. Like,
and
all the things that a 15-year-old girl goes through.
Well, exactly. So what
social
about dating?
Media.
She's got to be.
Oh, no. I told her she's definitely capable of dating after 25. Just all in. You can date whoever you want at 25. Before that, I don't know nothing about no dude showing up at my house.
I'm
a dude of Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 3 and show up. I'm going to be like, yo, so what up?
Yeah.
You ain't coming up in my house.
I got a little time.
You get some time.
I know.
A little bit, not a lot.
I know it's gonna
creep. Comes fast, bro.
I know it's gonna creep. And the boy, they're kind of young to be getting in it.
Yeah,
right.
No, no. He 4 and 2. We're good. We got some time. They just we're
is the shop closed?
We're good there, huh?
Is the shop closed? You good?
Well, my shop wants to be closed.
Okay.
My wife's shop is not closed and wants to create another.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, which I don't quite get. But I'm going to keep it at that on radio.
Okay, fair enough.
Before I get sent to the little boy's room and spend some time hanging out by myself.
She's very cool, so you'd be lucky. All
yes.
right, before I let you go, man, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Current song obsession?
Flannel by JT. I don't think anybody knows that on the album.
Is that on the new album? Okay.
That's on the new album.
All right.
He's got
Woods.
A great, great song called Flannel. That's my jam right now.
All right. Last show you binge watched?
I don't binge watch at all because I ain't got enough time to binge watch.
Well, that's why you do binge watch when you don't got the time. You go on a plane or whatever, you bam.
I don't like. I go on a plane. I'm trying to watch a movie.
Really? Okay.
Right? Yeah, because I don't even have enough time to. Like, I don't remember the last time I went to a theater.
Okay.
Like, I'm really excited to go see Black Panther.
Yeah, I haven't. I can't remember either.
At some point in the next month.
Yeah.
Like, I might get a day to go to a movie theater and sit there for 2.5 hours and do. Like, I just don't have the time to do it. And I'm. By the way, pretty cool problem.
Yeah, that's a very good problem.
That's a pretty cool problem.
And the kids take over the TV, too.
They got the TV at home.
Exactly. Nickname growing up?
Nickname, the Fonz.
Okay.
I was a huge Happy Days fan.
Likewise.
And Alfonso, so the Fonz was my nickname growing up. I know that like now I'm gonna be out on a golf course and someone be like, the Fonz! I was like, you were listening to Mario Lopez, weren't you?
Celebrity crush growing up?
Celebrity crush was Paulina Poroskova.
Yes. Oh.
You know, and I'm sure
and
you
going,
know
you're
it
going,
too.
You're going OG supermodel.
A.
Dang.
Yes. Paulina. See, and I met her one day, and my wife actually gave me permission to, like, talk to her and let her know that she was my, like, kid crush.
Was she cool?
And she was very cool.
Yeah.
She was very cool.
Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
Yep.
I think.
Absolutely.
Right?
You're dead right?
That dude overachieved.
Yes. No, he overachieved.
Yeah. Worst job you ever had?
Worst job I ever had? I would probably say it was great and bad at the same time. I did this show for UK TV called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh.
And it's where they take 12 celebrities and take them to Australia and put them in the jungle.
So the Survivor, essentially.
Survivor, Celebrity Big Brother, and Fear Factor all in one.
Ooh, that sounds rough.
Understatement to say the least.
Yeah.
21 days in there, I lost 24 pounds.
Damn.
In 21 days.
If you want to lose weight, that's a good move.
I didn't want to lose it like that.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're
hungry is different than brother go work out.
Yes. Whoa.
Crazy. Like they give you get rice and beans every day. Right.
Well, that was me.
There's a
that
joke
was me
here,
growing
I ain't
up.
Gonna, I ain't gonna mess
that's
with
me growing
it.
Up.
Gonna
so,
mess with it. It was a joke, but I ain't going there. But rice and beans every day. And then you had to do stuff to get more food. So, but it was more food like, you
rice
know, crocodile.
Oh, okay.
Like or bugs or something, right?
Like, yeah, you know, just stuff that you would like. I never heard of
But when you're hungry, you eat anything, huh?
Dude, after day three, I was like, give me the croc.
Right,
give me the
croc. Yeah, you went. Okay.
Worst job ever, bro.
That's a good one right there.
And AJ was 2 weeks old when I left.
Oh.
But they, you know, it's one of those things where like they made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
They put a number on the table. I was like,
well, yeah, you got to do what you got to
do. So how many days?
Yeah, exactly.
I could do it. Yeah. I think I could do it.
Came back lean.
I came back. I was like, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, exactly. And last question. Who plays you in the Alfonso Ribeiro story?
Who plays me in the Alfonso? I don't even know if there's a young dude out there right now. What's the young dude from Tropic Thunder? Jackson. What's his name?
Oh, what is that guy's name?
He's someone I know, so it's like the worst thing in the world that I can't.
When you first said that,
I thought Robert Downey Jr. When you said that. Robert Downey would kill it, by the way.
By the way,
he'd do a great job.
In Tropic Thunder, he was really cool as a black dude. Brendan T. Jackson. Brendan would be my dude, I think, to play me in the Alfonso Ribeiro. He's not that much younger than me, but if they did a story of me,
sure,
it clearly is too early to do it anyway.
That'd be some good casting, man. Well, hey, come back and hang anytime.
Absolutely, Mario.
And meanwhile, watch America's Funniest Home Videos airing Sundays at 7 Eastern. You can follow him on Instagram at TheRealAlfonsoRibeiro. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.